You're listening to Empire of Rust, the first and greatest Transformers RPG podcast. Join the heroes of Cybertron as the last vestiges of Starscream's war take them to the far-flung colonies to defend the planet from distant threats and protect the Cybertronian Republic from the shadow of the Harmonium.
Welcome back to Empire of Rust, the first and still the greatest. Wait, hold on, let me check. Yep, still the greatest Transformers RPG podcast. How's everybody doing today?
Pretty good. You got it right this time, Mike. Well done.
I did. Had to practice a little bit before getting on, but you know what? I'm okay with that.
Only an hour.
Yep. No, it was like an hour and a half, maybe two. It happens. Yeah. But I got it right.
What is this thing called practice?
So, I wanted to talk about a blast from the past. Anyone remember Rock Lords?
Nope.
Yes.
Were those He-Man comet things?
Oh, those meteoroids are... Those things are cool, too.
Transforming. I remember the, what are those? The Lords of Rock, man.
And we're not talking about the Stone Warriors from Dimension X, right?
That was Ninja Turtles, wasn't it?
Oh. Right. But
I don't remember that.
Rock Lords? No, I don't know what that... I'm not sure what that is.
Apparently, it was a well-filled niche.
Matt, maybe you want to walk through that then, because you're the only person here remembers it.
Yeah, they were GoBots, like a subsection of GoBots, basically rocks that transformed into robots. You know, I'm not sure how that made it past marketing, but I actually liked it. Although, frankly, I probably would have liked anything that transforms at that age.
They were pretty hefty too. It's like I had one figure, and if you transformed it, it actually did turn into like this like square rock, and it was like if you chucked it at someone, that would freaking hurt.
Oh yeah, I had Nugget, which was the gold one.
You guys, you don't remember the movie Big?
Yes.
Yeah.
With Tom Hanks.
Yes.
That I remember.
They were like, oh yeah, like the Transformer turns into a building, and then he's just like, who cares? Like, why? Who wants to play with a Transformer that turns into a building? And then they're like, you know, like all the adults in the room are suddenly like, oh, right, what if it turned into like a vulture or whatever? Like, you know, and it's like who?
I think he invented Decepticons.
I know, right? Yeah.
I'm deeply offended by that, I'll tell you that.
But it was just like, you know, who, like, they were like, oh, rocks. Like, you know, like, oh, like, oh, this one turns into an investment account. Holy shit. Like, that would be like, you know, kids don't care about that, you know?
I will never be a toy.
Oh, but it's actually funny. Like, you actually are playing a building.
Yes.
So that's
toys for me.
That's kind of, yeah, that's kind of funny.
I mean, I had the gold one. I still have it somewhere. It's pretty cool. I mean, it's like die-cast joints and everything like that, you know. It was definitely significant, you know, hefty. And I was actually pretty keen on getting it when I got it.
Someone gave you a rock, and you were excited as a child.
No, it's worse than that. I chose a rock out of KB Toys, and I was excited about it. I remember it happening. It was so exciting that it actually do still remember it.
That's funny.
Well, they're actually making, or Transformers is making, new Rock Lords, kind of give or take. They're called Armorizers. And yeah, like I shared some pictures of this stuff just before the show, and it's... It's certainly interesting.
I mean, it's just as silly as any of the other shit that they're coming out with, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, realistically, I mean, if we're talking about, like, statistically being able to hide someplace in the universe, like, there are way more planets that just have rocks than cars.
True that.
Just
that,
pointing that out there.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Although these apparently turn into lumpy vehicles. From what I'm looking
rock
at.
Themed vehicles, rock themed vehicles. Yes.
They couldn't bring themselves to just do rocks.
So Transformers meet the Flintstones?
I was just saying yeah. That Flintstones universe.
Digital high five to Pat.
Which is, ironically, the Flintstones timeline wise happens after the Jetsons.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
And George Jetson is actually alive now. like his birthday in the show has actually passed. Like, so George Jetson should be alive currently. He'd be like 2 or 3, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I always thought the Flintstones were what was living on the ground.
There was a whole thing about the Gizmo. Gizmo kind of going is back and forth. And since it was made by the same cartoon, they were like, oh, like they were, I can't remember what they were, but I remember I read a whole little like mini documentary on it about how like, oh, something happens in the Jetsons era that causes us to kind of like, you know, fall back to the Stone Age, quite literally. And the Flintstones is actually the future after the Jetsons. So
that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I mean, I've heard theories about how the Flintstones were like living on the ground. You know, everything in the Jetsons is in the air, mm-hmm. you know, that where I was on the ground.
Like simultaneous. It's like, it's like that Star Trek episode.
You never see anything down there, you know.
It's the Star Trek episode where Spock hits on the lady. You know, it's just like, I've never before met a Vulcan. It's just like, nor I a work of art, madam. Like, you know, and it's just like, they lived above the clouds, and then they had like kind of like a slave race that lived on the ground, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Live long and get some.
Well, speaking of getting some, you guys are about to get some, aren't you?
God, I hope so.
Get some popcorn?
Listen, My transition mojo hasn't come back. My segue mojo it's still gone because I haven't had to do it in a while, you know?
When do you recall having it last?
Rocks fall, everyone dies.
Speaking of rocks,
rock lords fall.
All right, enough of this nonsense. Last time we were here, you all decided to take in a show in some rando town out in the middle of like friggin' Mississippi over here.
You had a name for the town, didn't you?
I don't think I did.
You had time to make one.
Wow.
Yeah, I did.
So
you'd just be like me. I mean, pull one out of the air. I actually noticed that I named the city Midvale, which is actually where Supergirl lived. I was wondering where that came from in my brain.
So prep work will add to the list of things you need to work on.
Yeah, that too. It's funny, like there was I was trying to think of like a bunch of like just funny names for towns, and I keep on coming back to 99 Cents, Kentucky. It's an actual town.
Really?
Apparently the story goes that the mayor, like when the town was incorporated, the then like leader of the town, reached into his pocket, pulled out 99 cents and said, "This is the name of the town."
I mean, there's been dumber shit than that, so it's,
so not much, I so in honor of that great man, I am going to reach in my pocket and find out what the name of this town is. Huh. Lint, Mississippi.
I kind of like it. It does give me a warm, fuzzy feeling.
The three of you, everyone except Wildstrike, are catching a show at the Lint Cineplex. And Wildstrike just warned you that there's a bunch of humans with weapons, with hidden weapons approaching the drive-in.
Oh, it looks like there's already a Transformer here. Cineplex?
Nice.
He's hiding in plain sight this whole time. Maybe that's what they're actually on to. Maybe they're here to fight the Cineplex.
Well, then I'm glad we got popcorn because this is going to be a great show.
Yeah, seriously.
All right, what do you want to do?
Shall I reach out to them and say, what's up there, guys? You know, why are you bothering us? Or do you want me to fake them out? Yeah, they have a...
Do a little searching?
Yep, they're carrying one of those mini Megatron guns. Now, did my internet search give me any idea how powerful those duplicates are?
Yeah, they're pretty powerful. Not nearly as bad as Megatar himself, of course, but if you get hit by one, it's gonna hurt.
How about, did your search give you any indication as to how many of us they identified as possible Cybertronians? Even though the picture was of me, and I am definitely a Velocitronian, I won't take too much offense to that.
It's a good question.
Yeah, the only one they got pictures of was Sweet Spot. If they did get pictures of anything else, they didn't post it, and it never came up. So Carapace, your form still looks innocuous, and your windows were tinted, Sweet Spot, so they didn't catch a glimpse of Magnum. And I guess they just never looked up and never saw anything in the skies above them. So,
well, you don't see stealth bombers, so that's the whole point, you know.
I have an idea. It's kind of radical, mm-hmm. but just hear me out for a moment, fellas.
Okay.
What if I gave myself up?
Oh my God!
Since it seems like they're only looking for me, if I give myself up, we'll avoid a fight. I'll be able to find out where they're gonna take me, or who their leader is, or what the big deal is, and the rest of you are kind of left in the wind to facilitate a rescue, should I need one.
That thought never even crossed my mind. I think it's hysterical, and I love this. I love
of course
this,
you would think.
I love this plan. So here's the thing: when you surrender, and they actually like do something that knocks you out, do you want us to actually help you, or should we just kind of let this play out?
Let it play out. Let them, if they're going to disable me in some way, let them take me where they're going to take me. And then when we're away from a population center, possibly then you can facilitate a rescue.
Okay. Where are you, Magnum?
I was about to say that I'm inside his cockpit, or whatever you call it.
Do you want to come with me?
If you transform, is there any way I could hide in, like, your superstructure?
If I transform into another vehicle?
Another
different vehicle.
I was thinking, if you transform in robot form, am I just going to fall out? Or is there anywhere I could hide as a tiny creature?
No, yeah, you're probably going to fall out. I don't have, like, a lot of storage space or anything like that.
Right. So that's also an issue because how do I mean, I could try to sneak over to.
Yeah. I don't think they're right next to us yet. I think they're on the block surrounding.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we are surrounded right by cars with people in them.
Are we? I mean, how many people are here? That's probably an empty lot. Like, we're probably the only cars in this place.
In a drive-in movie?
Yeah. There's like 300 people in the whole fucking town. Like, you know what I mean? How many people do you think are here? They're all out, like, whittling and stuff.
They're doing laundry.
Wildstrike, go ahead and give me a perception check.
Perception.
Pretty much all they do here in Lynch is laundry.
19.
I'll say there is probably about 30 cars or so.
In this
parking lot of the drive-in. So it is kind of sparse, and you can tell that the humans that are moving towards you are on the block, but they're not actually in the parking lot yet. So you think for another maybe 10-20 seconds or so, you will have a blocked line of sight to if Magnum did need to get out.
Okay,
I'll let them know that.
Think someone in the lot would see us? Is it possible?
Likely. I mean, it is dark out, so I'll definitely give you a
I do have a solution. I do have a solution for this, so
we're parked near each other, yes?
Yeah, I can. Don't worry about this. I got this. I got this.
Okay.
I'll just make my way over to him. I will activate my Life Warp Inlay armor upgrade.
Say what?
Pythagoras will turn invisible, and
he'll
get out of Sweet Spot and go over to Carapace. Get his cab.
Are you going to carry you?
Yeah, he's good. Magnum is Magnum hat right now, so
okay.
Basic equipment.
Carapace, your door opens.
Okay.
Rather unexpectedly.
As soon as I'm in there, I'll turn it off.
Surprise! You know that door was locked, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it didn't really slow me down. Or you just hear whomp, bonk.
Yeah. Ow, what's going on? So I'm going to start up and kind of drive to like a far corner, preferably with like something that's got like trees, because I don't. You know, based on how small the town that you described, like, I doubt this place is, like, fully paved.
Right.
Okay. And once I get
I'll leave a tracking... Sorry, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're good.
I'm going to leave a tracking device inside a sweet spot, too.
Good call.
Ooh, clever.
Okay. That's one of the things I was buying.
Pat, remind me, what did you say that your alt mode is right now? Was it, like, a bulldozer or something? Or a piece of construction equipment?
Yeah, it was, like, a large, like, bulldozer type. Okay. But yeah, so I'm going to drive over to like that area, and then I will transform into like my beetle form, and I will just burrow down into the ground and wait.
About just as you're getting over there and start burrowing, sweet spot, and Wildstrike, you can notice this as well. Three humans are coming up from behind you. One of them is looking at an image on his phone. He takes out a radio, like a two-way radio, and a few seconds later, you hear the sound of an engine kind of coming up behind you, and you can see that a tow truck is coming in from behind.
They have a lot of assurance that you're not going to go anywhere, don't they?
Clearly, they don't know me very well. But I did agree to kind of surrender to them, so I'm gonna go ahead and go along with this.
Did they, like, not even, like, knock on the door?
Nope.
I'm waiting for someone to attempt to communicate with me, as intelligent creatures would do.
Wildstrike, you can see that the remaining people that you were keeping track of have surrounded the parking lot. Okay. So there's no way to get out of it without passing by at least two of these people. So
okay, I'll keep everybody up to date on what I'm seeing as well.
And yeah, as long as you don't do anything there, sweet spots. One of the humans is going to grab the tow winch. And he is going to kind of just like look, you know, look left, look right, you know, do a quick check of their surroundings, and then rush up behind you and hook some cables up to your back axle.
Respect.
Excuse me, I will say.
And as soon as he does it, he kind of just like, you know, like gives a signal to the driver there, and you're being pulled in.
Imagine him transforming and just get dragged by the seat of his pants.
You a rear wheel or front wheel drive?
I'm all wheel drive, my friend. All wheel.
All right. Well, since you're all wheel drive, if you do want to try and gun your engine, I you do have traction, so it's an option.
Well, not with that primitive winch thing hooked onto my axle. I'll throw it in neutral and go along.
Okay.
At the very least, I want to get away from civilians, you know?
Mm-hmm. And you start moving slowly at first, like painfully slowly. And you can notice that...
Let me do it.
One of the humans, one of the ones that was kind of towards the back a little bit, rushes up and attempts to affix a device to your outer casing.
I will show a close-up of that to everyone else through my visuals. Anyone got a read on this?
Go ahead, and I want to say it would either be life science or culture.
Oh, all right. I'll do life science.
I am better at culture. Does it happen to be military? Oh, wait, I'm not a soldier. Never mind.
Actually, I would say yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but I'm not playing a Starfinder soldier, so actually I don't get that military bonus thing. So I forgot that's in my other character.
Mm.
But I have a 23.
Success?
I mean, I got a 33 for life science.
Success?
No, that's a crush.
Fist crushing, yes. The two of you easily recognize this as a transformation inhibitor.
I had a feeling.
Now, is this the one that kills you if you try to transform, or does it just stop you?
That's a restraining bolt, which is different.
Oh, okay.
Doesn't matter if I transform or not, I'm still a damn fast vehicle.
Yeah, damn right you are.
So, they still locked you in the form easiest to escape.
And I know.
So, yeah, sweet spot. You do feel as this energy kind of courses through your body. You are still aware. You're still, you know, you're still able to you know, control whatever actions you have. But it feels like
you're still able to diplomatize.
Yep. But you do feel that your transformation cog is not working correctly.
Interesting.
As soon as they do that, the tow truck will pick up speed and get you out of the drive-in. And on the way out, it picks up two of the people who are closest to the exit. Wildstrike, you can see that the rest of them are jumping into various cars and trucks kind of parked along the outside of the drive-in and are following.
All right, I will follow along from the air.
Can you tunnel, follow them there, Carapace?
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tunnel, but what I'm going to do is, like, once they've left, I'll just kind of come back out and then turn back into my truck form and then just follow after them, because I can move faster doing that.
Alrighty. Can I just run an Energon scan with my Energon sensor? I want to make sure there's no actual bots hiding around here.
Sure.
That might give us more trouble, or might be behind this, or might be in cahoots, or might be... Anyway, you get the idea.
I gotcha.
He got a 39.
You don't feel that there's any other Energon power sources around here. And with the dude that had the Megatron gun, with him not there anymore either, you don't get any aside from yourselves, no more Energon signatures at all.
All right. Well, let's tail him in a dump truck.
As you do.
It's shaping up to be like one of those 80s like romp movies, you know?
Yeah. The Brave Little Toaster.
Oh, man. I haven't seen that. I haven't thought about that in forever.
Yeah. I mean, it's a Transformers movie if I've ever seen one.
They drive for about 15 minutes, sweet spot, and they kind of take you well away from downtown to what feels like almost like a shooting range or some kind of like it's a little hard to describe exactly what it is, but it feels like it's like a almost like a dead space. It's just kind of like there for anything. So if they wanted to do if they wanted to be a shooting range, it could be a shooting range. They wanted to do like military drills, they could do that there. There's a couple of like small like buildings to the side just for like storage and stuff like that, but for the most part, it's just open ground. And they haven't said anything to you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So they actually stop at this place here?
Yep. Yep. They pull in. You see that there's a bunch of other humans around. All of them look armed. And they're kind of looking at you as you pull in, and they're going to pull you all the way into what is effectively like a large shed. You know, think of like a more like a garage kind of like thing, like an auto body shop kind of sized garage, maybe a little bit bigger.
Is it big enough for them to drive through with me on the tow, or do they have to drop me in and then push me in?
They circle around and then back you in. You are facing the back wall now.
Okay.
With your back wheel still up in the air. Ass in the air.
Still looking at my ass, I see.
You want to say anything? Want to do anything?
Yeah. As soon as they've got me in a stop position, I'll call out. Hey there. This is not exactly polite or okay. Could I please speak to the person in charge? I have a few things I would like to say.
It takes about a minute, and they close the doors. Like as soon as they let you, as soon as they put you in there, and they disconnect you from the from the tow truck. They close the doors. It takes about a minute, but a kind of a military-looking guy comes in.
At this point, I would like to start recording conversation.
Oh, okay. You're a Cybertronian, aren't you?
You know that I am. There's no point in denying it.
You're not a Cybertronian. You're a Velocitronian.
Somehow I think the distinction would be lost on these people.
Yeah.
But would sweet spot...
I will correct them.
Yeah, I was
going to
say, would sweet spot, like, pass up an opportunity to correct someone?
I wouldn't let that slide. You are correct, sir. I would be like, technically, I am a Velocitronian from a culture that has migrated from Cybertron.
So what, you're Cybertronian refugees? Is that what's happening?
No, we are a distinct and separate culture, but we do get along with Cybertron as well as Earth up until now.
You say you get along with Cybertron. I've heard through various channels that Starscream is the one in charge of Cybertron.
I'm terribly sorry. This is very distracting with you talking at my ass. Would you mind coming around to the front, please?
And he just he takes out his gun and just kind of like bangs it against your trunk. Like, I think we'll be the do the talking in this way.
That's very flattering, but I'm really not into organics like that. I'm so sorry.
Do you actually have junk in your trunk?
No. Actually, I don't.
Do you know what you Cybertronians did to Earth?
Velocitronian, and no.
Well, let me take you on this. Let's take this journey with me. 5 years ago, Megatron, Starscream. You recognize these names, I imagine?
Of course.
These bots decided that the human race was obsolete and started a war that cost millions of people their lives. Cybertronians like yourself. And he, as he like kind of walks around to your side, he like digs like the butt of the gun into your paint job and kind of just scrapes it.
Whoa. You're obviously upset, so I'm gonna let that one slide.
And of course, we as humans don't want that to happen ever again. So you, my impatient friend, are going to help us learn just what it is that makes you Cybertronians tick. And he will call out to some of his men, and a couple of others will come in from the door, the human-sized door. And one of them has a hammer. The other has a torch, and the other has an axe.
Well, that's all well and good, and I think I can possibly help you out. If you just let me go, I happen to know a Cybertronian or two, as I recall saying. I'm a Velocitronian, and I will endeavor to get you a Cybertronian.
And he kind of leans close to your hood. It's all the same to us.
I will open my hood quickly, if I'm able to do that.
All right.
I think I still have car movements when I'm locked in the car form.
You do?
Yeah. Yep. I will open the hood quick to bang his head, and then I will gun it full speed on my front wheels and drag the tow truck through the back wall of the shed.
All right. We're going to roll for initiative in just a minute, but let's just jump over to Wildstrike and Magnum and Carapace and see what you guys want to do.
Full speed ahead, Carapace.
Can we hear everything?
Yes, we can.
Oh, yeah. I'll
whether Sweet Spot knows it or not, we can.
Yeah, I'm not going to dawdle, you know, so it'll be... If they're not driving super fast, I can probably drive faster than they do, but, you know, I'm obviously going to stay behind so that we don't draw too much attention.
It's a tow truck dragging a car, so you could easily keep up with them if you wanted. And Wildstrike, you have no problem keeping up with them, so yeah, absolutely.
Once I got there, I stalled for as long as I could. I think my stalling tactics have run out.
They have. So yeah, you hear what's about to happen to Sweet Spot. Let's Let's all jump in. Roll for initiative.
Let's throw down.
You versus humans for the first time.
I have a 23.
Got 8.03.
I get a 27.12.
I have rolled an 18.15. I'm not a Segway. I do better with all four wheels on the ground.
Yeah, you do. All right. So that means, Wildstruck, you are up first. You heard what's going on in the shed. You see a bunch of humans meandering about. What do you want to do?
I mean, right now I'm going to hold and just come to sweet spot and just say, you know, I'm waiting for your call. Let me know when you want assistance.
Begin the bombing run.
Yeah, basically.
Okay.
Ooh, bombing?
Okay, Wildstrike, you're holding. Carapace, you're next.
I would like to burrow underground again and try to actually get, like, how many cars are actually in this area now?
I'd say about 8 or 9.
Okay.
At most.
I would like to get into position underground such that I am within 100 feet of several of those cars.
Okay. Easy enough to do. Sweet spot.
I believe I'm about to give the signal, fellas. And then, you know, the hood opens up and close it and gun it, trying to pull the tow truck through the back wall of the shed.
Okay. Go ahead and give me a... Oh, what's this one going to be? I'm actually going to say... I'm going to say a strength check, because this one is... Yeah, I don't think this is just a pure driving. You're not trying to get around something. You're trying to pull something. Or, if it's better for you, a combat maneuver.
Yeah, that's even better. Straight up strength, I guess, would be my... or would this be athletics for me?
Nah, I think straight up strength. Because, again, you're not trying to, like, maneuver through. You're not trying to, like, swim or can, like, lift yourself. You're just trying to pull something. You're effectively pulling dead weight.
All right. Well, if I fail horribly, I will definitely be pulling something. It won't be what I'm thinking it's going to be. Yep, that would be a 16, which is pretty good considering my strength modifier is.
Not bad. It's not bad at all. I will say you start pulling it forward, but you don't pull it fast enough to be able to go through the wall. So it's moving, but it's a struggle. You might even say it's a... tug of war?
I hate you. All right, that's, I guess, my action.
All right, and next up we got the humans who, as soon as you hit that dude in the face... Actually, what I want you to do is I want you to give me a quick attack roll on that maneuver. See if you manage to knock this guy out.
18 altogether.
Okay, yep, you hit him. And you clip him, like, under the jaw. You push him up, knock him back, and he goes stumbling against the back wall, hitting his head hard enough to knock him out. Yeah. You didn't kill him, but he is unconscious. The other three start moving against you, though. The one with the torch and the hammer and the axe all start... trying to, like, bash you against your hood. Let's see here. They're not going to have a really big rolls, but we'll see here if any of them gets a crit or anything. Let's see. That is a natty 1 and 8 and a 15.
Well, the KAC is like a 29. I'm sure I wouldn't have a whole lot from Dex, but yeah.
Yeah, even with penalties, 15, it's not gonna hit.
We may have addressed this before, so apologies if I've forgotten, but, like, do we speak English, or do we have, like, a universal Earth translator, or are we doing, like, the World Wide Web bullshit?
I'm willing to bet that when you first came to Earth, you probably downloaded a language primer. So I imagine you speak English, or can choose to speak English.
Okay.
All right, Magnum.
All right, I'm underground right now.
That's true.
All right, I am going to reach out communication-wise with all their walkie-talkies and turn up the volume to maximum. And get on there. Warning, guys! Get out of the barn! The Cybertronian has rigged our weapon to explode. This is not a drill. Get out. It's a booby trap. Drop that thing and get out now.
Go ahead and give me a bluff. Unless you actually did rig his weapon to explode.
No, that's next. That is a 22. Almost close to minimum right there.
Yeah, I was just gonna say.
I still think it's enough to do it.
They don't recognize my voice, right. Thankfully.
Yeah. Yeah, so they pause for like a second as they you know, kind of like react, like, oh no, it's gonna blow up. And then they start running away. They start moving away to what they feel is a minimum safe distance for the shed there.
Now the guys in the shed, what about them? Because they would have heard it too.
You don't see any movement from them just yet. Actually, you wouldn't see it. Actually, well, I don't think you'd see any movement at all because you'd be underground.
But Wellsfrey can see, right? I can see what he can see.
Oh, okay. So yeah, in that case, so everyone around the shed is kind of moving away. The people in the shed, they look confused at each other. Like who said that? There's no one in here to make that judgment. We're the only ones in here. So you don't think that they're running away, but you think you managed to get the reinforcements. Any reinforcements coming to not come. And the main dude there, he's still unconscious, so he's not going to go anywhere.
And Pythagoras is just going to give a boost to Carapace, a +3 to, and you know, to choose to a d20 roll in the next minute you can use.
Awesome. And, thank you.
All right, back up to the top, Wildstrike.
Yeah, just holding. Once I enter, it's going to be, you know, violent, so... I don't want to go ahead and do that until, like, I know that he's trying to get out of there without that, but so I'm just going to wait.
Can you slice the top of the roof right off with your wing?
I can just slam right into the building.
Kill everyone!
We know you can. That's not what we're asking.
So yeah, I will continue to hold.
Okay.
I'll say, I got my... My sights are lined up. Just let me know when you're ready.
All right, good. Carapace.
Okay, so do you want to be able to get out and about, or are you content being underground with me?
I mean, I can't do much more than I've done right now, but I don't want to slow you down. So I could probably just ready myself to jump out when you get out, if you're going to pop out at any point.
Okay, so like my intention was kind of just like to breach, just so like I, you know, almost like have like my little periscope up so that like I can see specifically what's going on.
Dirt periscope.
Yeah, dirt periscope, pretty much. I was just gonna say, can you make an announcement to say like other Transformers show yourselves?
Yeah, sure. So they're walkie talkies.
Yes.
Okay, who is it supposed to be from? Is it the same person, or should...
No, different voice.
Okay. All right. Just say, Transformers, show yourself. Okay, I can do that.
Okay, so I'll wait until it's his turn to act, just so that we're in sync.
Okay. Sweet spot.
Can I interrupt for a second? I think I just made a mistake. I have the visual link with Wildstrike, not with Sweet Spot. I think I just got confused on that. So I have audio only okay. with Sweet Spot. So I apologize for getting more information than I should.
That's cheating.
So, yep. So, Magnum, you do not know if anyone has left the shed. You don't see anyone leaving the shed, but you don't know the status of the people in there just yet.
The shed is unknown.
Sweet Spot does, though.
I am going to throw it in reverse. And see if I can't push the tow truck backwards to give me some room to run. I assume a strength check again.
Yep, you are correct. You just gotta get it.
Would it be a driving check?
I don't think so, because he's not like trying to like drive around them or try to catch up or try to like ram them off the road kind of thing. It's just trying to push them out of the way. I've been trying to think of like athletics work or anything else.
Athletics would probably be appropriate, because I mean that's usually like feats of muscle, things like that.
Yeah, okay. I'm willing to do athletics.
All right. Well, let's give that a try. And hey. Nice. Roll 20 likes the athletics. Ooh. Look at that. It rolled like a 1 for the strength, but just after, I rolled a 20, a nat 20 for the athletics, so that's a 24.
All right. Pop in reverse.
Averages.
And you start pushing that that truck out of the way. It's still a little bit slow going because it's, again, it is a big, beefy truck, and you're a wee little car. But you are definitely pushing it out of the way, and you think that give it a couple seconds, and you will be completely clear.
Oh, my gosh, characters, how do you do this underground? this is really hard.
It's a perspective thing. It's hard for you because you think it should be.
That's deep, man. That's deep.
Yeah, so is Carapace. Right. Hopefully I got him back far enough so I've got like a little bit of room to maneuver outside of the shed.
Yeah, I'm actually going to say that you did push it clear of the shed. It just took you the entire turn to do it because it was, again, pushing a truck out. So.
Yep.
Start next turn, you'd be no able to maneuver wherever you want to go.
Did it break the winch that was connected to him based on the force that he created?
It didn't break it, but he pushed against it, so the winch went loose, so it is now slack. So
okay.
You're not connected to the truck anymore.
Oh, okay.
So you're saying I've got all four wheels on the ground now?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right, humans. Two of them take a swing, the one with the axe and the one with the torch. Both try to do some damage to you and both miss. The dude with the hammer drops it and attempts to get into your driver's seat.
I let him.
you let him, all right. I was going to say in a pose check of some kind, but no, all right.
He pulls your door open. One for planning.
Get right in.
He pulls your door open and he gets in, and he's attempting to jam on the brakes. Jam on your brakes.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh no, there's a human in me. Oh no.
I want you to make an opposed driving check.
Really? Mike, do you realize what you're asking here?
I rolled pretty high here.
Not as high as I will.
Maybe.
But if you need to see it, you're going to see it. How about a 42?
42?
Is 42 high enough for you?
How the fuck do you have... How the hell do you have piloting that high?
Another natural 20, baby.
Come on now. His whole thing is about piloting.
You beat him so spectacularly that you can make him think that he's driving.
And I will. I certainly will.
He's convinced that he's the one doing everything on here. All right, Magnum. No, I'm sorry, Carapace, you said you wanted to go along with Magnum, so the two of you can decide who's going first.
Have everybody that's outside that's able to witness the cars make a will saving throw for me, please.
A will save, you say? All right.
A will save, right. I say.
I'm going to say fail. I rolled a 3, so even with some bonuses, yeah, I don't think this could be enough. What's the... I assume the DC was higher than, like, a 10.
It's a 20, yeah. So... Several of the cars, not all of them, like maybe 4 of them, stand up and transform into robots and point guns at the rest of the people.
What?
What? What's going on here?
Well, I'll get on the radio and say, "What was it you wanted to say?"
I don't need you to say it. Like they can speak for themselves now.
Okay.
So they'll put down their guns, they'll aim their weapons at them and be like, "Stand down, we are not your enemy.
We come in peace."
Both me and the driver in my seat will say, oh, shit.
All right. Magnum, what do you want to do?
Jeez.
I mean, you could make a will saving throw as well to see if it's if you believe it or not.
Oh, I have to, don't I?
Let me make Wild Strike, save. All of a sudden there's a bunch of other Transformers here. Quick, open fire!
Right. what's going on down there?
My will save is a 21.
Okay. So you guys recognize the telltale signs of one of my holographic projections. Yeah.
I got a 26 and 27.
Yeah, so you guys are like, oh yeah, this is old hat, even though I've never done this before.
Yeah, thank goodness. Otherwise, I'd be like, what's going on? They're busted. Are you up at the surface so I can get out, or am I still down here?
Yeah, you can get out. Like, I've breached up enough that, like, my head is kind of pointing out. Then I need to be able to see it.
Digitally, I'm going to communicate to you, Magnum and Pythagoras,
mm-hmm.
that the leader fella dropped the Cybertronian gun on the ground. I think we should probably take that. However, with this thing still on my hood, I can't grab it.
Oh, okay. Can I reach? Which is closer, the barn or Sweet Spot, to where I pop out?
I imagine Sweet Spot would be like 10 feet closer, but still both pretty much next to each other.
So Pythagoras will run up to Sweet Spot and try to remove that thing from his side. Engineering.
Okay.
All right, be gentle. Pull it off. One, two, three. Oh!
That is a 44 engineering check. I may not have added all the bonuses, but I think that's probably most of them.
Why am I even, like, have you guys
that was another natural skill check? That was another natural 20 on his part, though.
Roll 20 has yeah. spoken.
Yeah, roll 10, it's roll 20, all right.
Take it away.
I don't know. A 1-1 and like 3 20s. Yeah. You know what? I think we'll do it. Yeah. Well, with a nat 20, certainly you can go ahead and just you know this one. It's an old model, old pre-war model, barely is hanging on as it is. Probably some humans like traded for it like back in the day. So they you just pop your hand on it, disconnect, boom, pop it right off. Not even a mark left on his hood.
All right.
It's like you greased him up and slid it out.
Transform into Magnum. Is the barn doors open now?
Yes.
All right. I will reach down and grab the gun. I think I'll use my energon sensor to locate it quickly.
Okay.
And I'll start blasting the Imperial March on my audio speakers. Just to get them stirred up.
Go ahead and give me an intimidate.
I'll lean down to the guys that are still in there. Still deciding whether to run now? Here's an idea. Run. Intimidate. All right. I got a 38 for intimidate.
Yeah. All right. Good. So, So Wild Strike and Sweet Spot, you guys do have a turn beforehand, but if you don't want to do anything, they're intimidated, they're cowed, they are going to... Everyone's going to be dropping their weapons and run as they shout out that, like, oh no, like, Cybertronians infiltrated our camp. They know where we're here.
Do you see that? You guys, they're transforming right in front of you. Their pants are turning brown. Like, what just happened there?
I will quickly back up and open up the passenger door for Pythagoras to jump in.
All right.
I will peel out.
So now I'm sitting in the passenger seat next to this human?
Yeah, you are.
In Terminator 2, when he jumps into the helicopter and he just goes, get out.
Oh, no. This fella is not going anywhere. That, as I peel out, I'm going to be like, hey, Pythagoras, I would like you to meet, you know what? I did not get your name. What's your name, sir?
Sam. It's Sam.
Sam. Sam, this is Pythagoras. Pythagoras,
this is Sam. This is Wiki, I swear to God.
Hello, Sam. So you woke up in the morning and thought this was a good idea. I think your vocal mechanism is stuck.
Grab his chin and just shake it a little bit.
we were trying to defend ourselves from you. Trying to defend ourselves from Cybertronians. Let me out. And he's like pulling at the door handle. How fast are you going, sweet spot?
No. The door is locked. It's not getting unlocked.
He's like looking upwards, trying to get to see if he has a, if you guys have like a sunroof or anything.
I do. I'm not opening it.
So yeah, you all successfully saved Sweet Spot from the anti-Cybertron militia group. Everyone else is running off, and yeah, you got a prisoner. And we'll see you next time.
From the secret files of Teletran 1, Empire of Rust is written in GM by Michael Ordway. Detective Magnum and his partner Pythagoras are played by Matthew G. Ambassador Sweetspot, Councilman of Velocitron, is played by Adam Hu. The Decepticon Target Master, Wildstrike, and his partner Nyko are played by Mike M. And Carapace, the Beast Warrior of Primitive Eucharist, is played by Patrick Finn. Additional characters are played by Michael Ordway, Brandon Ouellette, and Charlotte Chapman. Outro narration by Derek Bixby. Empire of Rust is supported by the humans and networks of Planet Earth, whose online networks provide access to libraries of sound effects and music such as Storyblocks, Zasplat, Blue Zone, Pixabay, Paper Yellow Music, and Dark Fantasy Studios. We are distributed by the Transmissions Podcast Network. Stay up to date with all the latest news and reviews in the world of the Transformers by going to transmissionspodcast.com or searching the Transmissions wherever you get podcasts. You can communicate with the heroes of Cybertron by joining us on the Transmissions Discord channel. There you can discuss episodes, talk to the cast, and download the rule set used in Empire of Rust. Teletran 1, signing off.